First Lieutenant Brian Slavinas was among those killed in Iraq on Sunday. He was the pilot of the helicopter shot down. The 30-year-old Army National Guardsman was from Genoa, Illinois, and had been in the Middle East since February. From member station WNIJ, Susan Stevens reports.
Brian Slavinas hadn't spent much time in Genoa lately. He went to high school in nearby DeKalb, and he graduated last December from the University of Illinois with a degree in industrial engineering. He was a member of the Illinois National Guard and trained as a helicopter pilot. Only a few months after graduation, he was packing for Kuwait. Slavinas was physically huge, 6'5", 230 pounds. DeKalb High School teacher Lance Gatkowski got to know him well. Slavinas worked for him in the summers as a mover. They also played a lot of basketball together, where Gatkowski learned how driven but good-natured Slavinas could be.
He could handle a guy jumping on his back and another one jumping on his arms, and he'd still get the ball up and in. You know, he was that strong and that much of a sport about it.
John Rossi was Slavinas' best friend since they lived next door to each other in high school. He says a lot of people were fooled by his friend's size.
If you want to hurt a fly, he'll help you out. He's the best friend you can have. You know, it was just great to talk to him, and we'd get into conversations and, like, say we couldn't get a conclusion to something. Next day he'd go to the library, go on the internet, look up the information and call back, go, okay, I figured out what we were trying to figure out. You know, he just wanted to know. After you started getting him going, he wanted to know exactly. He didn't want a runabout way. He wanted exactly what was the problem, like how you solved that problem. So he was a good guy.
Slavinas' death isn't easy for the community. Gene Lyle has lived his whole life in Genoa. He sipped a beer at Hill's Tavern and thought about the right thing to say to a family that just lost its youngest son.
I just feel so sorry for the family, you know. I'll definitely go to the visitation. Their family was a wonderful family, and it's really hard to understand why something like this has to happen.
Christy Slavinas married Brian's father when Brian was just a teenager. She calls him exactly the kind of kid parents wanted their children to hang around.
Very self-disciplined and studious and interested, and he liked history, he liked reading, he liked talking to people about ideas. He liked to travel. We did a lot of traveling.
John Rossi will gather old friends together for a bonfire next weekend to remember Brian Slavinas. They'll talk about the things Brian loved, skiing, playing piano, and flying. Rossi says that's just the kind of party he and Brian Slavinas used to throw when they were in high school. For NPR News, I'm Susan Stevens.